And welcome back to Varsity Football Live, presented by TheFinalScore.tv on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Steve Dion here, and I'm joined by head coach of the back-to-back 3A state champion Eastside Catholic Crusaders, Jeremy Teelbar. Coach, everyone is excited to get this season going. Thanks for joining us today. How have you been?
Oh, you know what? It's been a great summer. Really excited about this football season, and the energy around here is really high, and ready to get this thing going again.
No doubt. So before we take a look at the 2016 season, I want to press the rewind button for a minute and just go back to last December when your team made one of the greatest comebacks in state history, overcoming a 4-touchdown deficit in overtime in the second half to end up winning the 3A state title for the second time in a row. Can you describe the aftermath and the days and weeks following that game just around campus and also around the community up there on the Sammamish Plateau?
Well, I can tell you it wasn't how we scripted it. I mean, it was a heck of a group that we had last year, some great leadership. I just think it comes down to the core values of Eastside Catholic, and that's our faith in each other and our faith in our family and our team and faith in finishing, right? We got to finish. Right. So it's faith, family, finish, and then forever. And that was a forever moment. We talk about forever moments a lot here and our kids and how to create forever moments. And that was certainly one of them. And our kids will never forget it. I'll never forget it. It was just a great victory, a great comeback. And I can tell you right now, we had to press reset real fast on it the next day, next Monday, because we had to get back in the weight room and get this next journey started with this next group. So that's really what we did, and I like how it's been, and I like our off season, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how this new team, this new journey, this new group, and these new great players are going to react to some adversity in this great ball game we have coming up against Gonzaga Prep.
Definitely, and you mentioned that you had a great leadership group. You know, to play in 4 straight championship games at the T-Dome, you need a high level of talent and consistency, and that 2016 class, guys like Harley Kirsch, Brandon Wellington, Matt Laris, Devin Arbus Jackson, those guys were able to really, you know, make huge contributions for you for all 4 years. So as we look forward, who are some of the guys on the roster that are going to step into those roles, and who are maybe a few guys on the roster that are kind of flying under the radar at the moment that you see making big contributions moving forward?
Well, I think the quarterback position is a primary for us, right? I mean, we run a spread, no huddle, up-tempo. Quarterback's got to have the keys of the car, and the quarterback's got to know a lot of things in our offense. And we really segment our offensive sets where the offensive line has their job and the wideouts have their job, but the quarterback has to bring it all together, and we've got a great young one. He's a junior. He's been kind of waiting in the wings of Harley Kirsch, and he's just been biding time, and Zach Lewis is going to be a great player for us. And I was really surprised how much listening and how much he did soak in the conversation I had with Harley, and how much he's learned from Harley, and how much he's learned over the past 2 years. You know, we really, to be frank, this spring haven't really, you know, the spring and summer haven't skipped a beat. And it's really because Zach has been able to come in and step in and run the offense really flawlessly. And he's had a great summer and a great spring. And we went to the UW 7-on-7, and he ended up playing really well there. I think he's a big piece of the puzzle for us this year, and we're really excited to see him play. He had the dimension we didn't have a little bit last year with quarterback in the run game, which is something I personally love to do. So we're excited about Zach Lewis. Obviously, we got Hunter Bryan on offense as well at wide receiver and tight end. And
University of Washington commit, correct?
Yeah, and he's a great player, and he's got multiple offers and committed to UW because they've done a great job of recruiting him. So,
right.
You know, I think we got some really, we got Brody McKnight at offensive line who's got multiple offers, and he's a great player. And then, you know, we've got Steve Moran, who's a linebacker for us that's returning. That group from last year had 6 3-year starters for us and 1 4-year starter for us. So, I think the biggest question mark will be, you know, on game day, if we are going to be correct in our eyes and believing in each other and just the core background of what Eastside Catholic football has been and really our school has been, which is just faith in each other and being able to overcome adversity, which Gonzaga Prep's going to provide a lot of adversity for us.
Definitely. I'm here with Coach Teelbar from Eastside Catholic. And before I let you go, over the past few years, you've done a great job complementing your league schedule, which presents its own set of challenges in a year-in-year basis. But you've also put together some great non-conference games. assess the strength of kind of the Metro League as a whole, and what are some of the top games in the league and in non-conference that you kind of have circled on your schedule this year?
You know, for us, our non-conference is all 4A's. You know, we start off with Gonzaga Prep, who's the number one in the 4A, and the Battle of the Champions really is what we're calling it over here. And
yeah,
it's just going to be a great ball game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And they do a great job, great coaching staff. They're tradition oriented, and we're going to have to come out and play great to beat them. And you know, we're starting 16 new guys and a bunch of guys in new positions, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see the transition from last year to in that first game. You know, within the Metro League, you know, we're very strong, and we're, you know, the league itself is powerful with O'Day and the addition of Ballard coming into it last year
right.
and having such an amazing team, and
Bishop Blanchett as well,
a Garfield team that's up and coming, and Joey Thomas moving to Garfield, and he does a great job of coaching, and you know, I'm just excited to see what the Metro League has to offer. You see Aaron Mall at Seattle Prep, and I think you can see the Metro League is taking huge steps forward in football, and some of the games I really like that I'm excited to see is O'Day versus Bishop Blanchett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, O'Day avenging or trying to avenge that loss to Bishop Blanchett last year, and Bishop Blanchett trying to go back to back versus O'Day and their great season. I'm really interested in that game. I'm interested to see how Garfield's going to play, how Ballard's going to play, because they had just such amazing teams last year, especially Ballard. And you know, I think it's a great conference, and I think it's the best conference in the state. I really do. I think, you know, 4A, 3A, it's really, really tough. And, you know, with Roosevelt and all those guys and the great coaching staff that are here, it's exciting to see the Metro step up so much in football.
Definitely. It's going to be exciting. Coach, best of luck to you this season. We'll catch you down the road.
Thanks so much. Roll crew.
Yeah, there he is, Coach Jeremy Teelbar from Eastside Catholic. Don't forget to tune in to Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio KJR Friday nights at 9:30 all season long, where you'll hear exclusive interviews, game recaps, and more presented by the Final Score.tv. Your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.